Okay, talk again.
Oh, let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything exciting going on, and at the moment, there isn't really much out there. So,
Are you talking?
Oh, no, I thought you,
We've seen you staggering out of the work week, but now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for weekend justice.
Swindled the promoter, I took the lunatics for a ride. And a little voice inside my head said, Rosemary, baby, I got the time. Suffering madness and the Pharaoh's plague. I cannot tell you some other day. No, thank you. That's enough for me. A little bit of riddle in goes a long way. Ready to rock if you wanna roll. Please step away from the vehicle. Ragnarok, a revolutionist. Give me just a minute while I clarify. Cool down my trip, I try to remember what it was I wasn't to lose. And I probably could.
Ken, you gotta remember, all that scotch is not gonna buy itself.
Aaron is not a scotch drinker.
No, I'm a cheap booze drinker.
Yes, I, what was the one you drank last year? Misty Delight? What was
Arbor Mist.
Oh, that was. Oh my God! You're kidding. Damn. Oh my! I'll buy you something good.
Damn.
No, that's you're defeating the purpose there, Rox. It doesn't. I don't want it to be good. I want it to be shit, cheap, and easy to drink.
Just like his lemon.
Yeah. Wait, Eric, you want it to be shit, and you just want it to be over.
It's like a lot of things in my life, I'm afraid.
My, this desk is really hot.
Hollow.
It's making a lot of noise in the mic for some reason.
Is the desk making the noise, or is it your hand hitting it?
Yes.
Thank you.
For some reason, if I keep doing this, there's lots of noise.
For some odd reason, when I keep banging on the desk, I hear it.
Can you do me a favor and bang John's head on that desk and see if it makes noise?
It'll be kind of like that hollow coconut noise.
You too.
Or the hollowness of Widge's soul.
To
survey.
I shudder to think what bullshit we come up with this time.
I sort of liked the calls from the well.
The well? All right. Maybe in the future.
No, ooh. Calls from the future.
There we go. Hold on.
There's a segment.
Let me find it. Uh-oh.
And everything went quiet.
I guess.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Hey, Scott.
Hello.
Calls. Wait. Calls. I'm not doing it. Hold on. Calls from the future. That work.
Use
for you?
More. Use hell? More bass. More bass.
Okay, hold on.
Come on, John. What
calls
went
down?
From the future.
Wow.
Because that's where we'll be spending the rest of our lives.
In the future, in 1 second from now.
Yeah, the sad part is this show is in the future, isn't it?
Yeah.
In our past and all of it's a causality loop, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, dear.
Good evening.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Lee.
Yes.
All you have to do is just call in. Just dial in. Just call
me. Well, okay. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, that's it. You don't have to tell me. You know, every time we do this, she IMs me that she's here and waits for me to call.
Oh.
Her. Like, nah, be pushy. I
don't like to be pushy.
Lee, you can call. It's that time of, you know, age now.
Okay.
You could now call the guy.
We do allow women to dial us up, yes.
I actually did that when I was in high school, guys, so it's all right.
Yeah, well.
It's all going down in flames again, Wedge.
It was going down in flames even when we recorded it.
That is absolutely true.
Oh, good. So I will keep my fingers crossed and my toes crossed.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could cross anything else, I would. Don't go there, Scott. Just don't.
Damn. Because
your heart one bra? Of these...
No, that wasn't what I was going to mention.
Oh, well, you could cross your heart bra.
I could, except that I'm not an old lady that owns one. Thank you.
No, I was talking about something else, but I'll leave that alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you'd cross those more often, Scott, maybe you'd be in less trouble.
He would be.
Okay. It was when I first joined, but it seems okay now.
Yeah, sometimes...
You fixed it, Aaron.
Yeah, I do that.
Sometimes I have to pull it out of the hole before it gets fixed.
Well, I hope you all enjoy this podcast. I'm out.
What?
Huh?
Oh, perfect. By the way, I've been working on my Ricky Gervais laugh.
And you're doing a fine job, sir.
What's really weird is that you're really low, John.
Which John?
Not you. I don't
okay.
call you on during this.
Okay, good.
Is this
yeah,
better?
I can't hear. I can't. There you are, John.
No, I've been here the entire time.
No, I know.
He's in the room.
No, there you are.
Look behind you.
There we all are.
So
what is this? What is service done? Or were you just...
Come back to the mic, Widge.
I am. This is the mic. I'm right here on the mic.
Well, first of all, get off of mic and then go to the microphone.
Oh, that's my problem. Hang on.
There we go. Yes.
Yeah. Hold on, Lee. We can get you into the emergency room faster if I punch you like the kid did Houdini.
That's right.
Now brace yourself. Make sure you brace yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. One, two, leads? Punch.
Learn the lesson of the dead magician.
There you go.
I have no purpose. I will state that now.
You baffle me. That's it. Make sure you make it to the end before dying.
Yes, well, that's why. Mute.
It's a little late for that now, especially when you say mute twice before you do it. Mute. Or is that the name of your assistant?
Yes.
Mute, bring me a drink. Mute, I need something for my throat. Come, mute.
It's quite possible you're going to kill me.
Mute, bring the lozenge. Thank you, mute. Only you care for me.
Bravo, sir. Bravo.
Is that it? Is that how it is?
Yes, that's exactly how it is. It's as if you have a camera into my life.
Mute was your first child, the one you never speak about.
He never speaks of us either.
That's because he cannot talk. He's a genetic. Mute, bring me a cookie.
Yes, father.
Oh my god, are you talking? What did you just say?
No, I was stuck on my microphone. My headphones were stuck on the shock mount for the microphone, so.
Sound level okay?
Go ahead and talk a little bit more.
This is me talking a little bit more so you can check the levels and what's coming into your mixer and board and recording and so on and so forth.
Yeah, it seems fine.
Not too hot?
No.
Okay.
Mildly attractive.
Thank you.
Here comes Tuffley.
That was a great show in the 80s.
Here comes Tuffley.
the spinoff of There Goes Kim was not as well received.
Ironically enough, Here Comes Toughly starred Scott Baio.
Hello.
No.
Would you rather be Willie Ames?
Wow, could you add more noise to the background?
What, me?
Yeah. Are you sure you're recording through the right microphone?
Or the right bus depot?
Yes, the correct bus depot, yeah. Just popping the top off, folks. Shut up. I didn't say a word.
Hey, I just have a question for you.
Yes.
So
I might have an answer for you.
Hold on. Let's join this.
Yes. Let us join this.
He has joined.
Let it be joined.
So when you decide on what you're going to do for Song Fu, do you just, after you're done typing it in, do you just sit back maniacally and laugh to yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can vouch for that.
One day I'll have a real studio.
But it looks okay to me.
Nah, he's single. He can do what he wants. But
Who? What?
I said he's single. He can do what he wants, but, you know.
Yeah.
I won't be able to sleep with both my eyes closed at Dragon Con, but, you know, whatever.
Or share needles anymore.
Well, that too. not that we ever have. Well, shoot, I can record, mark that, erase that part.
Yeah, erase that. But I still have a copy of it.
A girl wrote back to me.
There's a cat fight outside. Holy shit.
Like, cat, or like...
Like two grown women.
Two grown women.
Is there a kiddie pool full of pudding?
No.
And champagne possibly being sprayed in the air? White t-shirts? No?
No, sorry.
Oh. Spaz House is sold out.
Tonight only.
Well, it is Jacksonville.
What's that mean, Scott?
Uh-oh, fighting words.
Actually,
Scott?
No.
You're, what? Go ahead.
No, actually, I'm wrong. It's Tampa where you would find that most often.
Oh, yes, it is.
I was going to say, your town goes to sleep at 6.
Well, it's not my... Well, no, certain parts of it stay up. It's just a bunch of, like, rowdy college kids that's like, eh.
Then explain the transportation that stops at 6.
Oh, you mean the buses?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's different.
No, the Florida subway.
Well, she said that the town shuts down at 6. I was like...
That's
the worst part of that, John, is that, you know, at least in the Florida subway, the reports of, you know, alligators and stuff is quite accurate.
Thanks, Lee.
Sorry, I'm
thanks
not,
for what? What did I do?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm looking at what Widge just sent me, 155.
Oh, I was just sending you Rob's number.
Widge, yeah, stopped sending him porn during the podcast.
I think
he has. That's my job.
Is what? It?
Yes, don't take Lee's only job away from
my
her.
Job.
And what's the principled stand you're taking?
Do I have a principled stand?
That was basically the question.
About what?
Exactly.
The principle that why would I spend $40 for shit I don't need?
So you're not wasting minutes.
Well, that all depends on whether or not you consider this endeavor a useful expenditure of the
money. I don't. I think that Wynn should be reimbursing you for every minute you're on.
I see things haven't changed.
Well, other than we're all disappointed that you're... Well, that's right. It hasn't changed then.
Can.
And again, your timing is impeccable, Scott.
Hello?
Hey, how's that? Is that better?
Rob, can you turn down your radio?
I don't have a radio here. Freak.
Widge.
Howdy.
If you just turn it down.
Rob, what are you
please
calling
caller,
in?
Please, caller, step away from the radio.
I'm not near a radio.
I know.
Congratulations, one of you is caller 9, if you could just turn down the radio and tell us the phrase that pays.
I'd like 4 nights at the Marriott, please.
Good luck. Yeah, I don't have that. Try again. Next.
Damn. Anything grows. I mean, just think of all the fertilizer.
If you're actually channeling Mama Cass, can you tell us what it's like to run a candy factory?
No. I can't. What kind of candy did she eat, anyway? Anybody know?
It was just a standard...
Heroin, actually, was my understanding of the candy that Mama Cass liked.
Heroin's candy!
She was not on heroin. If she was on heroin, she wouldn't have been that big.
Oh, that's true. That's what somebody I know... Somebody
tells me it was probably strictly pot.
Fluffernutters.
Fluffernutters.
Yes, pot and fluffernutters. Was more Mama Cass's drugs of choice.
I think we have title of show.
The Breakfast of Champions. Pod and Fluffernutters. Followed by a shot of vodka and Everclear.
Oh.
Yes. We all know that prior to regulation, marijuana was a key component of Fluffernutters.
Speaking of... Hello, Aaron. Hey, Aaron.
Hello.
Speaking of Fluffernutters, hi, Aaron.
Is my mic working? Okay.
You're echoey.
I have a feeling my setup is shit here, so I might have to escape and come back in a moment.
No, you sound fine.
Do I? You okay. Do. Good. Hello. I was asleep.
Don't you love it when, you know, you're from Great Britain and people... I'm from Ireland. Really? Sorry. Sorry, from Ireland, and all of a sudden, hello.
She's gonna carve off.
Doing fake accents to you.
Better be very, very happy that he's not Northern Irish.
Wait, Aaron, I have a question. What? Keep going.
No, I was just gonna say my great granddad died for nothing, obviously. But anyway, yeah, go for it. Give me just a minute while I clarify.
Fail.